The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show here on the first day of the Maryland deer firearm season. Robin's not here. We're pre-recording the show about a week ahead of time. With us is Brian Eiler, and I forgot his position already. You just got a big promotion and, you know, making the big bucks now. What's your position again?
Grand poobah.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah. I'm the section leader, the game mammal section leader.
The game mammal section leader.
If it has fur on it and we hunt it, then, yeah, I lead the biologists that. So, yeah.
Gotcha, man.
Yeah,
gotcha. We were talking about Sika deer last time, and you said there's plenty of them out there.
Yes.
And we talked about, you know, who ruined Sika deer hunting in Maryland.
Yeah.
But how many Sika deer do we have?
So,
Ballpark
15,000.
That's going up over the last couple of years.
Counting Acid Teague and, you know, the population on Acid Teague and then the mainland population. Yeah, we're in the probably vicinity 10 to 15,000.
Well, that's a big
swing.
That's a 50% swing.
It's hard to get a real good handle on them just because they are in such a limited area.
Right.
And it's still relatively – I know they're popular, but it's still a relatively small number of people that hunt them.
Yeah, because they're hard to hunt.
They're hard to hunt.
They're difficult
and it's
to
just
hunt.
A small area,
yeah,
you know. I mean, it's not like – it's a little easier for us to model population across the state, but –
Have you ever done any, you know, FLIR flyover?
Not FLIR work, but tag. You know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, they did a lot of tag
sure.
studies, and you know, and we've done plenty of radio collar work, you know, telemetry work on them, that kind of things, and we've done trail camera surveys, you know, estimating the population that way, and we see numbers that are comparable or higher than what we see for whitetails. You know, you can easily have more than 50 per square mile, you know, which is a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we're actually just getting ready. We're working with Morgan State University. We're actually going to do a public opinion survey on Sika deer, so of hunters, just to see what they like, what they don't like, what we could do better. How much money they're spending, you know, while they're in Dorchester County or on Assateague, because they bring a lot of revenue.
Oh, no question.
Know, they're an important species down there, you know,
when
you look at, you know, what hunters spend down there to chase them, you know, it's a lot of money. So we're actually getting ready. We're going to do that study at the end of this hunting season. So that should give us some good idea of, you know, how many people are hunting them.
And how do you determine who gets surveyed?
It's random. So, you know, we'll send – it's probably going to be it's most likely going to be solely electronic survey, email survey. So, you know, we have many thousand emails from our hunters, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll randomly select and then send them an email.
So you're not going to take a look at the people who have harvested Sika deer? You're not going to go back on –
No.
Check-ins or anything like that?
No, because, I mean, that could potentially play into our analysis.
Right.
But no, because if you do that, then you're kind of biased. You're only surveying successful hunters.
Oh, I get it.
And
yeah,
we want to hear from
all
Sika hunters.
Yeah.
So the vast majority of people we send this survey to, it's not going to apply to them because we actually want to hear from those that, you know, that have been successful and those that haven't been successful.
Let me know when that goes out, because I may or may not get an email if I don't get one. Just let me know and tell people, watch your inbox.
It'll probably be February, March, somewhere in that area. We're working on it now, but so that'll be good.
How'd the primitive season work out last year?
So we harvested 250 deer in the primitive season.
You know
season.
What, though? That's cool.
It was bad weather. It was
horrible
ice.
Weather.
Yeah, it was, you know, we always blame weather or temp, you know, something. But, yeah, but no, it was icy. And so, yeah, I mean, we didn't have great expectations given the weather. But, yeah, it was about 200. I think it was 250 deer exactly that we reported.
One of the best hours I spent in the woods last year.
Was it? Yeah, well, good.
Because I saw two bucks that I had no idea were there.
Yeah.
And both of them could have been harvested or would have been harvested. But,
So that's that February 1st to 3rd season. It'll be the same this year, February 1st to 3rd. So come January 31, your season's not over yet.
Not quite.
You still got 3 days. You can get out there with an old recurve or an old flintlock if you want to do some more last-minute chasing.
Yep,
so,
exactly right. Yep. But, you know, given the weather, I was extremely happy with that day because my – I mean, I took a nice buck last year, and I thank God every day for that buck. But, I got to see two more that are on the property, not counting the one I was hunting.
Yeah.
So I was good. So.
That's good.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Good.
All right. So deer management, part of your job, big part of your job, regulations.
Yeah.
We have a regulation year coming up next year, 22-23 and 23-24 regulations will be determined.
Correct.
So you are looking at you guys internally, you and all your cohorts, coworkers, look at everything in the hunting realm and consider trapping, waterfowl, turkey, deer, bear, everything.
Yep.
Everything is turned upside down, and you come up with different concepts, may or may not be suggested by hunters throughout the course of the year.
Right.
Bear, for example, this year the harvest was down. So what do we do to make that bear season more productive? What do we do to manage sick of deer? What do we do to manage white-tailed deer? What do we do to manage wild turkeys? What do we do to manage waterfowl, upland birds? Whatever it might be, everything's on the table this time of year for an internal.
Yeah, every 2 years. Yeah, we do it every 2 years. So, and yeah, you're right. We start out, you know, we get ideas throughout the, you know, the year or 2 years leading up to that.
Yeah.
And of course, and it even happens, you know, or what's going on in surrounding states around us, maybe.
Sure.
Straight wall cartridges. Straight wall
cartridges,
very good example. You know, we legalized straight wall cartridges last year.
Thank you.
That was the most popular reg we've done. And, you know, and I'd like to say we came up with it, but we didn't. I mean, you know, Ohio, Iowa.
Delaware.
Delaware.
I got
a number of states that did it before us. And it makes sense. It's a good reg. We formulate some stuff internally to start with. And we run it by we vet it internally first with not just wildlife but natural resource police, forest, parks, the whole gamut, you know, because they all are involved hunting one way or another. And then whatever survives that vetting or comes out of that, you know, because they can bring ideas to the table as well. We trim it or add to it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have an external stakeholders meeting. So that's where the different groups, you know, the sporting groups, the equestrian community, the Farm Bureau, you know, anybody that has an interest in any of our game species. I almost said deer, but any of our game species.
Right.
Yeah, we invite a representative to have an internal or external stakeholder meeting.
They can get interesting.
Yeah, they can get very interesting because you have a lot of different, you know, you have a lot of different opinions sitting in the same room on how we should manage, you know, our game species. But so we do that typically in January, and then whatever survives that or comes out of that, we then take to the public.
Right.
And
you missed something. You have concepts that are put on the table.
Correct. Yeah.
For the stakeholders.
Right.
And you have your rationale for the
why you
came up with that concept, and you have your rationale, and then basically what you think would happen if this happens. So,
right.
So we've already got, as a stakeholder, we've already got an outline in front of us.
As an external stakeholder, right, you see what we're proposing when you're coming in, our justification for doing
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, all of that. And then, so then we have that meeting, and then
those comments, you know, from the groups. I mean, I've seen them change
Yeah.
The whole thing. Flip it on its head, eliminate stuff.
And new ones.
And add some stuff.
And add some stuff, you know. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. So it's a really dynamic process. So from that point, then we take it, we finalize the concepts, and then we take them to the public as proposals. And we have public meetings, and it goes from there.
And then eventually a regulation shows up, and the book comes out, and you go, oh, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go, oh, man. Sometimes you go, hey, that's great.
Yeah.
Like coyotes.
Yeah. But we'll talk about law when you're versus regulations. So.
Yeah. All right. We'll do regulations, then law.
First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Waterfowl season is finally here, and they are your Waterfowl HQ, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. They've got Steel Shot by Kent and others. They've got banded camo and all kinds of gear. They've got Avery decoys, firearms and ammunition, including Remington, Choppa, Savage, muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA, Yeti coolers, and Costa sunglasses. And don't forget, they've got those Rambo electric bikes in stock. The hottest crossbows in stock, too. 10-point, Raven, Mission, and more. The Matthews Solo Cambos, including the new V3. Custom arrows, bow tuning, and accessories. The large selection of clothing and boots with thousands of hunting accessories. Why not stop by? They've got a Christmas present for the outdoorsman on your list. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island. 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors at 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Hey, folks, do you have that, you know, that hole in your wall you call a fireplace that's surrounded by bricks or stones or something? You just never use it. Too much work. Well, Robin and I had one of those in our back room, and we fixed that when we went to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing, the worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert, so act now while the supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you can be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Okay, waterfowlers, your season's here too. The Maxxis shotgun from Browning comes in Mossy Oak camo. It's an autoloader shotgun built specifically for waterfowl hunting. It's totally resistant to everything you can throw at it. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil. And then there's my favorite, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. In Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blade Camo, a fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, and recoil-operated kinematic drive autoloader called the A5. Both Brownings are available at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. Stop by and give them a call, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sport Shop. And we'll be right back after these messages. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Baylinex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Baylinex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
So, we talked about the regulatory process.
Right.
There's a great big broad statute that natural resources is covered under, and I can't say the name of it right now.
Yeah.
But everything has to kind of come under that statute.
Section 10, yeah.
Section 10,
yeah.
Okay. But if something is in the law, that's different than a regulation that
right.
you guys come up with.
Yeah, so our regulations kind of have to be authorized by law, so to speak.
Yeah,
so the regs we do, yeah, we have to be granted the authority to promulgate those regs.
Right.
And which most of the time, you know, pretty straightforward, and we have pretty broad authority. But Sunday hunting is one example.
That's one exception.
So,
right.
yeah, and... So, you know, we have this varying number of Sundays across the state depending
right.
on the county. And the reason that is because it is in law.
Right.
And we don't have the authority to just change that to whatever Sundays we want.
Right.
That's we have to be granted that authority by the legislature. And so because we're questioned all the time, why don't we just give all Sundays all the time everywhere?
Right.
And we don't have the authority to do that.
And it's... You know, having dealt with this for more than 5 years, the fact that those jurisdictions are the ones that know what's best for their people is why that is set up that way.
Yeah, it is.
Originally, in 2003, when the bill was passed, there were only 12 or 13 of the jurisdictions that
right.
even allowed two days of Sunday hunting.
Yeah, two Sundays, one firearm and one archery.
One archery,
yeah,
the first Sunday of November
yeah.
and the first Sunday of firearm season, and it's expanded since then.
Right.
But it's all done on the local level.
Right.
Last year there were no fewer than five expansions of Sunday hunting, including for the first time ever Prince George's County.
Right.
And because of politics.
Right. Opposition.
Opposition,
you know,
and particularly
at the local level.
Particularly politics
yeah.
inside the General Assembly and particularly inside the committee, those bills were tabled.
Right. So
and the chairman of the committee has the authority to do that with any law he doesn't want his
yeah.
committee to pass.
Yeah. So anytime we're asked about, you know, more Sundays, you know, our recommendation or instruction is talk to your local county delegation.
Yep.
So, if you want to see more Sunday hunting in your county or where you hunt,
yep.
it would be working with that local delegation to introduce the bill and get it to pass.
And there's always going to be opposition.
Yeah, it's just the
– There's always going to be somebody opposed.
Nature. Right. I mean, that's just human nature.
And it's not just the animal activists.
It's
the equine
it's
community is
yeah.
always been opposed to Sunday
yeah.
expansion of Sunday hunting.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, so there's three counties where we still don't have any Sunday hunting, and then if you go to the western counties, they have almost every Sunday that there is.
Yeah.
And safety zones are the same way. You know, you may have noticed that some of the counties are reducing the archery safety zone to either 50 yards or 100 yards.
Right,
that's the same scenario. We don't have that's in law. We don't have the authority to change
exactly.
that. It has to come.
And
from.
That was also part of Prince George's County last year reduce the archery safety zone.
Yeah, so one of the few changes for this season that we're in right now is Garrett and Allegheny reduced their archery safety zone to 50 yards beginning this year
right.
because it went through the law process this past
exactly.
session.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's every year. You know,
every
spring, you know, late winter, spring, we have this legislative process, whereas our regulation process is every 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and it would be good if you had somebody who was a legislative liaison between DNR and the General Assembly that actually knew anything about natural resources.
That can be challenging. Yeah, it can be challenging.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
It can be challenging.
There's no question. There's no question. And there's been good ones and bad ones. There's no question.
It's a long process from
yep.
the time a bill is dropped until it you know, until it's signed. And
sometimes they drop them in September, October, you know, pre-file them. Right. And it's, you know, signee die,
right.
They can live or die.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's exactly what happened with the bill several years ago. After 20-some years of not having a hunting license increase, a bill was actually put in to raise the cost price of a hunting license. And it met a lot of opposition within the hunting community, with outside the hunting community. Looked like it was on its way to pass. Signee die came.
Yeah.
Never made it out.
Never made it out. It's a process.
Yeah,
for sure.
No question. So cool. Yeah, well, that's a good way to describe it. So at this point, I should probably, you know, plug Hunters of Maryland, who is the only lobbying group particularly for hunters here in Maryland, Hunters of Maryland. And the lobbyist is Bill Miles, and it is a self-funded partnership of individuals who commit to funding the efforts of a lobbyist from year to year to year to year to year. So, you know, Maryland Bowhunter Society is a partner, and there's several others that we know of. And some of them have been on the air, and even the principal, that Steve Keithley, he's been on the air as well. So and Bill Miles. So. So, you know, there's somebody looking out for the
interest. Yeah, there's people out there speaking up for hunters.
No question.
And I guess the one thing I will say is that not that I have a lot of experience firsthand of you know, that process in Annapolis, but the times I have been at bill hearings, there's very few hunters that attend.
I know.
You know, and I would encourage you, you know, if it's a whatever bill, that if, you know, that if you support it and you want to see it pass, you know, make the trip to Annapolis, testify, because a lot of these bills fail because it just doesn't look like there's
any support. Nope.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, it's so we need to be motivated, or need to, you know, get motivated.
You need to learn a couple of things. You need to learn who your delegation is, and what I mean by that is who represents your county, what senators and what delegates represent your county. Number two, you need to know who makes up the committees that make those decisions. Any committee that's environmental in the House or the Senate are the ones that hear the hunting bills. So you need to know who those members of those committees are, okay? Number three, if you are not registered to vote and you're not anybody's constituent, you don't have a voice.
Right.
Because if you don't vote, I don't care if you're the mayor of a small town in some county in rural Maryland, if you're not registered to vote, you might be the mayor of the county or the mayor of the town, but you do not have the ear of your delegation if you are not registered to vote.
Right.
And guess what? You don't get called to jury duty because you're registered to vote. You get called to jury duty because you have a driver's license.
Yeah.
I got called twice this year.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, great. Once for circuit court, once for district court.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, I was very lucky. So anyway, you know, I do my civic duty. I showed up.
Yeah.
So
it
is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you are not passionate enough about your own self-interest, enough to take it to the levels that it's taken to provide those opportunities for you.
Yeah, you have to be engaged, you know.
Good word, engaged.
Yeah, you have to be engaged.
Good word, Brian, good word, engaged.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, regulations, laws, what else you want to talk about?
I don't know.
You're in control.
I know, I get it.
All right. Well, I can tell you this. We're out here in the first day of deer season. Of course, people are going in the woods now and so forth. So, you know, there's no way to overemphasize the safety message.
Yeah,
you know, and we've talked about it the last hour. You've got to be wearing your orange. I don't know. Have we had any instances in Maryland where people have been injured for not wearing orange, people who have been misidentified? If so, it's been a long time.
I think there has been. There has been cases like that, although not too many. Nothing real recent.
Right.
It happens more with turkey hunters.
Exactly.
In turkey season, when you don't have to wear orange.
Right.
But typically that typically happens, unfortunately, in turkey season, where we'll have a and it doesn't happen that often.
Right.
But
it's not even a mistake, because if you can't see the beard on the turkey, you shouldn't be squeezing the trigger.
Right.
You shouldn't be shooting at the sound. That's for sure.
Right.
And the same way with deer hunting. I mean, you know, a friend of mine was shot for a sika deer. He made a mistake. He didn't have his orange on. Yeah. He was moving. He was on his crouched down, moving around low on the ground in dark colored clothing, and he was shot as being a sika deer. You know, and it's just not. It's not something you want on your conscience, on your mind. You know.
Right.
So, all right. Well, Brian, I'll tell you what. We're going to do another round of commercials here to, you know, make sure we can. Make sure we can take care of our sponsors and do what we have to do financially for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. So.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, and interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. With 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Don't miss it.
So, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbenders most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbenders sharpens everything. Burbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbenders Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done. And you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned,
Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
You play that banjo pretty good there, Brian.
Yeah, I've been practicing.
I can tell. On a float trip down through West Virginia?
Little side gig.
Little side gig, yeah. Okay. I heard a good blonde joke the other day, but I can't tell it on the air.
Yeah, that's not good.
Anyway, we talked about a lot of stuff here so far. We were talking about regulation. We were talking about laws. Let's talk about what we need and how we comply with our equipment that we use.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
I don't know if we have or not either.
Yeah, so.
You know? So where do you want to start? We got centerfire rifles,
right?
And in particular, the new regulation that you mentioned, which is straight wall cartridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, centerfire rifle, either have a bottleneck cartridge, which is your, you know, what you typically think of, 30-06, 308,
right.
You know, literally looks like a Coke bottle,
right?
The cartridge, and then you have straight wall cartridges, which are straight from the
no shoulders,
right? So, like a 44 Magnum. Or, you know, a 350 Legend or a 444 Marlin 4570 is considered straight wall cartridge.
Right.
They tend to be a little they're not as – they don't have as much energy, I guess, and not as flat shooting as a bottleneck cartridge rifle, obviously.
Right.
So the straight wall cartridge reg, we – you know, that was changed last year that you can use those caliber rifles in our shotgun counties,
right.
Which, you know, you can't use a bottleneck cartridge rifle. They're either populated counties or they're flat counties,
right.
Where, you know, there it's just from a safety standpoint.
Sure.
So that was a pretty popular reg change, that you can now use these straight wall cartridge rifles.
Well, the one of the most popular is that 350 Legend.
Yes.
And
yeah.
One of the reasons it's popular is because it's A, accurate. It has a good range. I mean, I would say 150 to 200 yards
is
the outside of that range, similar to a good 20 gauge shotgun with a lot of good optics on it.
Yeah.
And it's also very, as far as recoil, it has a reduced recoil, so the younger hunters can use that without a lot.
Yeah, they're very easy to shoot.
Very easy to shoot.
I have a 350 Legend. They're actually very easy to shoot. And then, of course, they're also that caliber and the 450 Bushmaster, they're popular as well because they work well in AR-15 platforms, which are legal in Maryland.
Modern sporting
MSAs, modern sporting arms. But, so, you know, you could use those in Maryland as long as you can otherwise legally possess one. So,
But I have a 5.56. That's legal as well, but it's not a straight wall.
But you got to watch 5.56 and 223 because they are, you know, we have an energy requirement for rifles.
Right.
You know, it has to have developed 1,200 foot-pounds of muzzle energy.
Right.
To be legal to hunt deer in Maryland.
Right.
And handguns of 700 foot-pounds. But say like a 223 or a 5.56, 5.56, a lot of those won't make 1,200 foot-pounds at the muzzle. Some will.
They manufacture hunting ammunition for those firearms.
Right.
Don't go buy the ball ammo or the Russian
which is
ammo.
Not legal.
Right.
You know,
it's not legal.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
Number one, it's not legal.
Yeah, number one, it's not legal. So and number
nope.
two, it probably won't meet the energy requirements.
Exactly.
But yeah, it can't be full metal jacket bullets. You can't use those for hunting. You want an expanding bullet ethically to do a quick kill.
Yep.
So, But yeah, so you know that's what governs our rifle regulations is that muzzle energy requirement
and handguns
Yeah, okay. 1200 and 700.
So you said talking off the air, you said a 357 Magnum. You've got to make sure your ammunition meets.
Yeah, that's right at the 700 foot pound level, depending on how hot of a load it is that you're using.
But 44 Magnum, not a problem.
Not a problem. Yeah.
450, not a problem.
Right.
Semi-automatic handguns.
No, the other requirement with handguns is they have to have a 6-inch barrel.
Right.
So most of your semi-auto handguns don't make the 6-inch barrel requirement.
Exactly. Even if you have a 500 whatever in a handgun.
Desert Eagle.
That's
probably not a good example because Desert Eagle probably has a 6-inch barrel. That would probably be okay. But yeah, you know, it can make the energy requirement, but if it doesn't have a 6-inch barrel, then it's not going to be legal.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, muzzle loaders.
So muzzle loaders are governed by the powder, the amount of volume of powder. So for a muzzle loader rifle, it has to have a minimum of 60 grains of powder or black powder equivalent.
Whereas some of the modern clean black powders, like the pellets, the 777 pellets, the Pyrodex, my favorite is the 309, that right there is more powerful than black powder in a lot of occasions. So, you know, 60 grains of black powder might equal 53 grains of...
And it's the equivalent.
The equivalent of...
It's from an energy standpoint. Yes. So 60 grains in muzzleloader rifles and then 40 grains in muzzleloader handguns or muzzleloader pistols.
Got it.
So...
Got it. Okay. Crossbows,
75-pound draw weight. And then crossbows and longbows, vertical bows, both have to have at least a 7/8-inch cutting
head.
Yeah,
the broadhead. And of course,
no field tips. You know,
right?
Has to be a broadhead.
The broadheads. Right now, everybody advertises a 2.5-inch cutting.
Yeah,
you know that type of thing.
The rages.
All
expandables.
The
they're all legal.
Right.
You know, but as long as it equals at least 7/8 on the cutting surface. And then long or vertical bows is a 30-pound minimum draw weight, which I think most people are probably more in the 50 or up range. But you can kill a deer with 30 pounds, just make a good shot with it.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
And don't take that 40-yard shot.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Even with a crossbow, 40 yards is the outside limit. I mean, I know crossbows will shoot accurately a lot further than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Mission Sub 1 that, it's incredible how well they shoot. But there's just so much that can happen, when you get outside that 40-yard range, whether the deer moves or branches or whatever. It's just not worth trying to stretch those distances out. I don't recommend it.
Nope.
So, but with archery equipment.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
And as someone who's hit a branch on more than one occasion or stuck a boulder and arrow in a tree or even tried to shoot through a tree with a 270, it doesn't work. Usually doesn't work.
No, doesn't work. Yeah. So it doesn't work.
No. So.
For muzzleloaders, we also allow smokeless muzzleloaders. Sometimes that question comes up. So you can use smokeless. We do allow muzzleloaders that use smokeless powder, whether it's a Savage or a custom gun. We allow, what's the latest one, the Federal Fire Stick, is that right?
That's
the
one that has some, it's
powder and primers in a cartridge, basically.
Why can't I say it? It's not CVA.
No, I think it...
And we got to mention CVA. We're giving a CVA muzzleloader away next week, so that nobody could call in this week. But you can always email ellis@ellisoutdoors.com and get in the contest and still qualify.
So basically...
That's traditions.
Traditions, yeah.
Makes it first.
Yeah. But as long as it's loaded from the barrel with the bullet, projectile, as long as the projectile goes down the end of the barrel, we consider it
a patch round ball, maxi ball, mini ball.
Yeah.
I killed a lot of nice deer with a mini ball
in a
Remington. And then I converted it to 209 and haven't shot it. A perfectly good gun. Yeah. What about the maximum Mega, whatever the Remington is.
The Remington, yeah.
That's, uses a pistol casing?
Yeah, that's legal. So, yeah, okay. as long as the projectile goes down the barrel, where it doesn't really, for Maryland, it doesn't matter if the powder's loaded down the barrel or loaded behind it.
One more anomaly, air bow.
So the air bow is a unique one. We consider the air bow an air gun. Yeah, we didn't talk about air rifles either.
No.
But the air bow is legal in the firearm season.
Only.
Not a muzzleloader, not in archery season. Yeah, the air bow is legal in the firearm season. Doesn't have a string, doesn't have limbs. So that's why we really can't define it as archery equipment. So that's why it's not allowed in the archery season.
Although it fires an arrow. Or a bolt.
Does fire a bolt or an arrow, yeah, it's just stretching it a little bit too far for our definition,
yeah,
for our regs.
Yep.
And it's not allowed in muzzleloader season. It was considered for muzzleloader, but it was ultimately decided by the Wildlife Advisory Commission not to allow it in muzzleloader either.
I remember that decision.
Just because it does have an advantage of a fast reload compared to a muzzleloader. I think that was largely why they said about not allowing it or they voted against allowing it in muzzleloader season. It was ultimately our decision. But so yeah, we feel they fit good in the firearm season.
You touched on air rifles.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick on air rifles. What are they legal for?
So you can hunt anything in Maryland with an air rifle. As long as it's otherwise, legal for that species, including deer, as long as it meets our energy requirement.
What is the energy
requirement? So it has to generate.
Because some of them are shooting 40 caliber pellets right now. So
right. There, it has to be a big bore gun.
Right.
This isn't your. Your Red Rider.
Your Crossman gun, 760 or Benjamin or whatever.
But I want to give you the right information. So
all
I
right,
just want to look good. It up here real quick.
Yep.
Because these are fairly recent.
You like this dead air?
Yeah. You caught me off guard.
That's all right.
No
problem. You keep flipping, buddy. I'll keep talking. So we're
40 caliber or larger.
Right.
Okay. And 400 foot-pounds at the muzzle.
400 foot-pounds at the muzzle.
Yeah.
So that's not a 50-yard gun either.
No. No. I mean, it's... You could stretch it to 50 yards, but it's
maybe.
But it's a close. Yeah, it's a close-up weapon.
Yeah, that's a tree stand straight down under 20.
Yeah,
it's almost a. It's even. It sounds to me almost like less than an archery shot.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they're pretty lethal. Don't get me wrong. Especially they make even bigger than 40, much bigger than 40 caliber,
right.
And with much more energy than 400 foot-pounds. And there's plenty of videos out there of people deer hunting with them or even larger things.
I've seen the demonstrations on hogs. And
yeah.
Like
one thing I will caution you is they are not quiet.
No.
Don't buy one thinking that you're going to be stealth or you're going to be quiet because they are, every bit as loud as a centerfire rifle, unless you suppress them.
There's no question.
Yeah. And then just real quick on the air bow. So the requirements for the air bow are has to shoot an arrow or a bolt at least 18 inches at 300 feet per second or more, which those air bows do.
Yeah.
They do that.
Got it.
But they're legal in the firearm season.
Cool. Very good. Thank you, Brian.
Yep.
So.
First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Waterfowl season is finally here, and they are your Waterfowl HQ, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. They've got Steel Shot by Kent and others. They've got banded camo and all kinds of gear. They've got Avery decoys, firearms and ammunition, including Remington, Choppa, Savage, muzzleloaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA, Yeti coolers, and Costa sunglasses. And don't forget, they've got those Rambo electric bikes in stock. The hottest crossbows in stock, too. 10-point, Raven, Mission, and more. The Matthews Solo Cambos, including the new V3. Custom arrows, bow tuning, and accessories. The large selection of clothing and boots with thousands of hunting accessories. Why not stop by? They've got a Christmas present for the outdoorsman on your list. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors at 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island knows fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, Hearth America has pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Great for Christmas. How about premium gas logs that you put inside your fireplace? That works too. Real Fire is the brand that they carry. You can install those in your fireplace to give you that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See all of them at Backyard Billy's. That's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for that cold weather. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And one more time from Clyde Sports Shop. Here's a firearm we don't talk about a lot, but it's a cool firearm to own. It's the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed semi-automatic high-powered rifle. Burnt bronze Cerakote finish with that arid urban camo, composite shim-adjustable stock, an inflex recoil pad, a large selection of calibers, including Magnum and short Magnum calibers, for the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed. You'll see it at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Phone 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we want to say thanks to Robin for holding down the fort today while I'm out deer hunting. Thanks to Brian Eiler for showing up doing our annual first day of deer season show.
Thanks for having me as always.
Yes, sir, buddy. And you have a good season, you and your family.
You too. Good luck.
We sure will. Thank you so much. And there's the music.
There's
just
the
like
music.
Magic. Isn't that
yep.
amazing?
Yep.
How about that? All right, folks. Well, Robin usually says this, but I'll say it for you. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Please enjoy this holiday season with your family. and we'll see you next week.